The sprawling area of high pressure that's been in control of our weather is beginning to push off the East Coast today and will pump very warm and somewhat humid air into the region as we continue through the day into tonight as a weak cold front approaches from the northwest. It'll be a warm and muggy night with lows ranging from the upper 50s to the mid-60s, and there may be a shower across the Adirondacks late tonight. Otherwise, it's looking rain-free across much of the area. That cold front will continue to approach from the northwest, but with little in the way of moisture to work with and temperatures aloft remaining quite mild, there'll be little instability for those showers and thunderstorms to feed off as well. So this cold front may actually come through for many of us completely dry, whereas normally this time of year we would expect a widespread round of showers and thunderstorms to accompany a cold frontal passage. Any shower or thunderstorm activity will end early Wednesday evening as the front clears the region and high pressure begins to build in from the west once again. There may be some fog possible later Wednesday night, and temperatures dropping down into the upper 40s and mid-50s. On Thursday, we'll expect a return to sunshine as high pressure builds in earnest. It'll be noticeably cooler as well, with highs in the upper 60s to upper 70s. That high pressure will remain centered over the area as we head into Friday morning. That will set up a perfect night for radiational cooling, and we'll find temperatures once again down in the lower 40s to lower 50s for overnight lows heading into Friday. High pressure remains centered over the region as we head into Friday morning and then slowly shifts offshore during the afternoon, so fair and dry weather will close out the work week with seasonable temperatures, and so far the holiday weekend is looking rather unsettled. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. However, isolated severe storms with hail and wind are possible from eastern Colorado into Kansas and Nebraska, and isolated severe storms may also occur over southern Nevada into western Arizona and southwest Utah. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high on Monday of 112 at Death Valley, California, to a low Tuesday morning of 32 degrees at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, sunny with a high in the mid-80s and a south wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. In Boston, sunny with a high near 90 and a southeast wind from 8 to 10 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high in the low 80s, a southwest wind 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts as high as 25 possible. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 79 degrees with a record of 98 set in 1948. Normal minimum temperature is 59 degrees with a record of 40 set in 1942. Sunrise and sunset data for today. Sunrise was at 6:13 a.m. and sunset will come at 7:40 p.m. For tomorrow, sunrise at 6:14 a.m. and sunset at 7:38 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Sunny, it'll be hot today with highs in the mid and upper 80s, a south wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and Mid-Lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, hot, with highs in the mid and upper 80s to near 90 degrees and a light and variable wind. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, sunny, highs in the upper 80s today, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, sunny today with highs in the mid-80s and a light and variable wind. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog after midnight, lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny and hot today with highs in the mid and upper 80s and an east wind around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny, humid with a chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Thursday, mostly sunny and cooler, highs in the low to mid 70s. Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Saturday, increasing clouds with a chance of showers later in the day, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Sunday, mostly cloudy with showers, highs in the mid and upper 70s. And right now, Labor Day looks showery with temperatures in the mid and upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.